Good morning. It's April 26th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a bold move to redefine Europe's future, French President Emmanuel Macron stood at Sorbonne University in Paris, advocating for a profound shake-up of the European Union. His call to action was clear: to bolster sovereignty, strength, and security across the continent. Macron's vision includes a comprehensive strategy encompassing a common defence policy, a re-evaluation of trade policies, and a surge in investment in crucial technologies. He painted a stark picture of Europe's potential decline if these steps are not taken, warning of the continent being overtaken in the coming decade. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz quickly aligned with Macron's proposals, highlighting the indispensable role of Franco-German cooperation in fortifying Europe. This endorsement underscores the critical nature of the proposals and the urgency of implementing them. Macron's speech was not just policy-oriented, but also politically strategic, aimed at rallying support for his party ahead of the European elections. This move comes at a crucial time as right-wing populism gains traction, posing a challenge to Macron's vision for Europe. However, Macron's ambitious agenda faces hurdles, including his waning personal popularity and potential limitations on his influence within the European Parliament. These challenges could complicate his efforts to steer the EU towards his envisioned future. Despite these obstacles, the call for a shake-up has set the stage for a pivotal moment in European politics, with the potential to redefine the continent's trajectory. In a move that highlights the growing scrutiny on big tech's influence in the burgeoning AI sector, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA, has initiated investigations into partnership deals struck by Microsoft and Amazon with AI startups. This probe underscores concerns over potential competition issues that could arise from these partnerships, marking a critical moment for the future landscape of the AI industry. The CMA's investigations are centered on examining how these deals might stifle competition within the AI sector. By calling for feedback from interested parties, the regulator aims to gather insights that will inform its decision on whether these partnerships warrant a deeper antitrust investigation. This approach reflects the CMA's proactive stance in addressing competition concerns in rapidly evolving tech domains. Previously, both Microsoft and Amazon have come under the regulator's lens for their dominant positions in the cloud market. Now, the focus has shifted towards their investment strategies in AI startups, raising alarms about potential restrictions on access to computing resources and data. Such practices, the CMA fears, could have far-reaching consequences, potentially impacting critical sectors like energy, transport, finance, and healthcare, in ways that limit innovation and consumer choice. With a deadline set for May 9, 2024, for stakeholders to submit their comments, the CMA is at a pivotal juncture. The feedback received will play a crucial role in determining whether these tech giants' actions constitute a breach of competition law, warranting a formal antitrust investigation. As the clock ticks towards this deadline, the tech industry and its observers are keenly awaiting the outcome of this inquiry, which could set significant precedents for the future of AI development and its integration across vital sectors. In a dramatic turn of events that has captivated Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is weighing the possibility of resignation amidst unfounded corruption charges against his wife, Begoña Gómez, sparking a political firestorm. This story unfolds against a backdrop of accusations from a right-wing group, which have now been met with a strong legal and public response. The controversy began when allegations surfaced, accusing Gómez of corruption. These claims, however, have been strongly contested by the public prosecutor, who has taken steps to halt the investigation, arguing against the complaint's legitimacy. This move underscores the contentious nature of the accusations and the legal battles that have ensued. Sanchez has not taken these accusations lying down. He has vocally condemned the right and extreme right factions for what he sees as a targeted attack against him and his wife. Furthermore, he has lambasted right-leaning news outlets for spreading what he asserts are baseless accusations, highlighting a deep division in Spain's political and media landscape. It's important to note that Begoña Gómez, despite being at the centre of this controversy, holds no public office. A marketing professional by trade, her involvement in politics is through her marriage to Sanchez, whom she wed in 2006. This detail adds a personal dimension to the political scandal, emphasising the impact on Sanchez's family. The potential resignation of Sanchez, who has led Spain's minority government since 2018, has thrown the country's political scene into turmoil. The speculation around his stepping down and the implications for Spain's leadership have become a focal point of discussion, illustrating the deep ramifications of this political crisis. In a significant turn of events at the United Nations Security Council, Russia exercised its veto power against a resolution proposed by the US and Japan. This resolution was aimed squarely at preventing the weaponization of space, a frontier that until now has been largely untouched by the arms race. It sought to impose a ban on weapons of mass destruction in outer space and to establish mechanisms for compliance checks among countries, marking a critical step towards global space security. The backdrop to this confrontation lies in accusations from the United States towards Russia, alleging the development of space-based nuclear weapons. These claims stand in stark contrast to denials from Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has publicly refuted such developments. Further complicating the matter, an amendment proposed by Russia and China aimed at banning the placement of any weapons in outer space failed to pass, highlighting deep divisions within the international community on this issue. The United States has raised alarms over the potential for Russia's actions to breach the Outer Space Treaty, endangering not just the sanctity of space, but also the myriad satellite services upon which the world depends. The veto of this resolution has ratcheted up tensions between the US and Russia, with the US ambassador to the UN voicing disappointment over the missed opportunity to avert the dire consequences of nuclear proliferation in space. This development underscores the ongoing challenges faced by international foray in making headway on the critical issue of space security, amidst persistent opposition from Russia. Half a century ago, the Carnation Revolution reshaped Portugal's destiny, and the country just marked this monumental 50th anniversary with a blend of solemn remembrance and vibrant celebration. From military ceremonies to public parades and discussions on the future of regionalization, the events spanned the breadth of Portugal, each echoing the revolution's profound impact on the nation's trajectory. President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa stood before the Assembly of the Republic, commemorating the key figures of the revolution and reflecting on the journey of Portugal's democracy since that pivotal day. He paid homage to the young military officers whose bold actions catalyzed the overthrow of the previous regime and underscored the pivotal role of civilian leadership in steering the country towards democracy. It was a moment of both pride and introspection, acknowledging the strides made and the hurdles yet to overcome. The revolution's lasting significance was vividly symbolized by writer Lidia Jorge, who presented a special cravo, or carnation, brought from Bogotá. This act was more than a gesture. It was a poignant reminder of the revolution's enduring legacy in the collective memory of the Portuguese people. In Aveiro, the spirit of April 25th was alive and palpable. A lively parade filled the streets, chants of 25 de Abril forever, fascism never again, resonated, reflecting the revolution's undiminished relevance in the hearts of many. The Plataforma de Associados de Aveiro took the opportunity to voice contemporary concerns, notably the rising cost of living, linking the revolution's ideals to the ongoing struggles of the Portuguese people. However, not all regions felt the day's significance equally. In Beja, a noticeable lack of carnations and a sense of detachment underscored the challenges in fully embracing the revolution's legacy across the entire country. As Portugal commemorated this historic milestone, the mix of celebration and reflection served as a testament to the Carnation Revolution's profound and lasting influence on the nation. It was a day of looking back to move forward, of remembering the past to navigate the future, ensuring that the ideals of democracy, freedom, and justice continue to guide Portugal's path. This has been your daily brief in EU News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.